Guess what time it is? It's the most wonderful time of the year. And no, I am not talking about Christmas, everyone. I am talking about the last episode of Conversations with Aunt Elizabeth for 2023, my cocktails, mocktails, and conversation episode. Of course, I've got my three favorite guests of all time, Carrie, Nicole, and Dave. And we are chatting about so many great topics this year that I hope that you enjoy our back and forth banter, our giggles, and all the things that we share in this episode. Cheers to the end of a great year for you and a great year for the Conversations with Aunt Elizabeth podcast. We look forward, I look forward to seeing you back in 2024, and enjoy the episode. All right, friends, it is it's the best time of the year. It's not the holidays. It's not any other birthday. It is our cocktails, mocktails, and conversation with my three favorite humans in the world. Welcome back to our 2023 episode, friends. As you know, we kick it off with what we're all having to drink tonight. So, Carrie's in the tropical island of Arizona. What are you drinking tonight?
Well, I'm drinking, don't make fun of me.
Never.
That's a good preface.
It's my own kind of margarita. I guess it's not really a margarita. Listen, I have my citrus element, but I spiked it.
Hold on, time out. What is citrus element?
It's like salt. I don't know what it is. I feel like we had
salt that is not a citrus element. Salt is not a citrus element. Wait a minute.
I see what she's talking about. Salt margarita. That's like the tenuous vine.
That's not a citrus element. That's literally salt.
Right. It is salt. It's citrus flavored, Dave.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even
like it.
What did you spike it with?
Taramana tequila. It's the Rocks tequila brand.
There we go. Carrie, you redeemed yourself. Yeah. I thought you were going down a bad path there, and you saved it. Well done.
I've not had this tequila. Is it delicious? Yes.
It's my favorite. Yeah.
Is it really? Okay. I have to try it.
Carrie, are you at a swim up bar, or where are you at right now? Are you somewhere nice?
Yeah, I am. I'm in my closet folding clothes.
As always. Carrie, does Marky Mark have a tequila yet?
No. Ooh. He should, though.
He really
I would be
should.
All over that.
How does he not? Everybody else has a tequila, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I feel I like know. He would have an Irish whiskey, though, would be more appropriate for someone like him, like the Boston roots and everything.
Agreed.
With a cross on it. So it's like a Hail Mary. And
Father. Like the bottle is shaped like his shirtless torso.
Oh, that's awesome.
Carrie would totally buy that.
Look at that.
I would be getting a divorce.
Just to make I'm leaving you for the bottle. like a genie in the lamp.
Carrie, that sounds delicious. I'm going to have to try that tequila. And I'll have to try it with the element. I've had the chocolate element as like a hot chocolate. That's delicious. I was kind of surprised by that.
I haven't tried that one yet.
That one's good. Someone made it for me and it was really good. So highly recommend. Miss Nicole, what are you cocktailing on tonight?
I mean, you probably would have expected this from Carrie, but full disclosure,
is it a fitting spike with vodka?
Let me just back it up a little bit, and I promise it's relevant. So I'm on the board of my condo now, and one of the other board members I think is Mob. I'm not really sure, but we all had
big swinging dick over there. Yeah, look at you.
We had this big catered dinner at his home last night, and I just couldn't say no to this monstrous glass of red wine that I don't. Probably cost God knows how much money. And honestly, that just knocked me on my fucking ass today. And I've had a headache all fucking day. So like a little fucking bitch, excuse my language. I hope everyone knows that this is how we roll on this episode. I'm so sorry, Anne.
No, you're good.
So like a little bitch, I'm drinking hot natural calm. So Dave, if you want to just, you know how they kill the cows? You know, they just put that one bullet like between the
eyes. Yeah, just the bolt between the eye, baby. That's it. Yeah.
And after that's this, how I want to go. After this, I'm doing sleepy time tea and a Benadryl. So who's partying
harder than that? Look at that.
Like damn. That. Damn, that is some serious
sexy, right?
Cool. Every year it's a treat. I just never know what I'm going to get from you people. It's amazing.
And just to you people. You people sicken me. I have you on to feel better about myself.
We serve that purpose as well.
I mean, it is very selfish of me, but I enjoy it. Well, we hope you feel better by the end. Maybe the end of this episode, you will feel like a new woman, Nicole.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Dave, what are you drinking tonight?
I just love that Nicole rolls on just like... fucking hungover, I mean, and just like blitzed, and that's so great.
Here we are.
On a Monday night, she got tanked.
I was gonna say, I wish we were. I just want to see like Nicole like in a video with like her hair like plastered up on the side of her, whatever. So I have. I think I invented this. I'm saying I invented it. At least. This is what I'm calling a banana bread old fashioned. So basically, ooh, this is damn right. So this is, and I made it a double because I figure we're in for a long haul tonight, two shots of bourbon with, I make my own banana syrup. So I made a banana syrup, like a banana simple syrup.
What?
Then you have,
how do you do, wait, hold on, wait, how do you do that?
All right, so it's kind of gross. It's fucking gross because bananas, you know, they, once they go off, they're gross. But you just take banana peels. And you throw in a cup of sugar. So maybe like three banana peels, a cup of sugar, and then you just let it sit overnight. And it gets gross. It's fucking disgusting. It's gross.
No way.
And then you throw that in with a cup of water. You simmer it for a hot second. And then when it's done, you got your banana syrup. It is delightful in almost every drink.
Did you get this off of like food.com or did you dream it up? You dreamt up this simple syrup or...
So I wanted to do like a banana syrup and I was like, I don't know how to do this. So yeah, I did a little bit of Googling and I found this method and it works really well. It's basically like an oleosaccharum, which is basically like an oily sugar syrup that you would use for lemons and most citrus fruit. So it works just as well with banana peels. So there you go. But double bourbon, banana simple syrup, you have the orange peel in there, you throw in a little bit of cinnamon, and it is chef's kiss delightful.
That sounds so good.
Oh, and some orange bitters as well. Toss it off. So we're in for a good night is all I'm telling you.
You're like the fanciest one tonight. That's amazing. I think
you guys usually bring it. Usually I'm the one sitting here like, I just have a glass of fucking warm bourbon. Like,
Well, I would say you win tonight because I am not fancy at all.
What do you got for us, Anne?
I'm taking it back to like 1993. Yes. I've been spending a lot of time
you,
at.
Do you have like a Zima?
I was just saying, are you drinking a Seagram's wine cooler?
Like a Bartles and James.
1990, because I used to drink those in like eighth grade. So,
gangster.
So I've been spending a little time at McDonald's lately. It's been my office of choice because I've been visiting my mom's man friend in a rehab facility.
What kind of rehab?
Well, he fell and like broke his whole body.
Oh, that's not like fun.
That kind of a rehab.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
So what I've been doing?
I thought he liked the party. Go ahead.
No, okay. It's not that fun. He likes to fall off trucks and hurt himself.
Takes all the fun out of rehab.
It does. So I've been dropping my mom off and then I go to this little McDonald's, which is right by.
Tell your mom to leave him alone. He already broke his hip. Jesus Christ.
Nope, she can't stay away. She wants more. She wants to see him. So I'm having and I sent Nicole a little picture because I was enjoying a Diet Coke, which I haven't had forever, from McDonald's. Mm. So I went and got a Diet Coke tonight from McDonald's.
Oh, and I heard it was you might have won.
And Malibu. I'm a Malibu and Diet Coke girl.
Look at you, college party Ann over there.
Now, between hearing that Ann is at McDonald's, Dave's making banana syrup, like someone pass a cob, I'm having a bowl.
Wow. Get that cob all over the place. Whoa. There's a lot of cob lately. Yeah.
Lube it up real good.
Lube it up. All right. Well, it sounds like we all have got I should start writing down the cocktails from year to year to year to see how much better they get and how much worse they get.
I was going to say it's a double spectrum there. Yeah.
I love how one of us is always not drinking. I think that's kind of fun. I'm always drinking. I don't think I've ever not been drinking.
I was going to say I'm pretty steady, steady drinker over here.
That's okay. We'll keep it going, Dave.
I don't know what kind of cushy lives you people have to not drink, but I don't have that life.
And it snowed today, so.
And it snowed. That's right. I have to cope.
You have to cope. That's how you cope.
That's how I cope.
You make banana syrup and shit.
It makes me feel like I'm in the islands. I fucking sing Kokomo by the Beach Boys while I make it, and I look outside and cry. It's a beautiful thing.
You were crying.
By the keys. God damn it. Gary's nice and warm in Kokomo.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, let's get into this. I've got three lovely questions for my three lovely humans to all answer tonight. We're going to start with ladies first. Nicole, so this is the question of the evening that I'll have you guys all answer to start out. What is the stupidest thing that you've done this past year? Can be something you've done, something you bought. Share with me what that is.
Yeah, so my 9-year-old is very interested in national parks, and I took her to Arches National Park in Moab, Utah, which is absolutely fucking gorgeous, and if you could go, it's like another planet, please do it. But we traveled, it was just Nala, myself, and another friend of mine, and my friend was very scared. She was like, I'm not going to go up this certain cliff with you guys. I'm just going to wait for you down here. And we're like, okay, cool, whatever. Long story short, I got lost at the top of a mountain with my 9-year-old in the desert.
You know what happened? I saw some other girls up there that looked like they were going to get a really cool photo op, and I was just like, oh yeah, I know where I am, and like everything looks the fucking same. It's like rocks and twigs, and just like it looks like you're looking over like this huge canyon, right? So I follow these girls. I'm like, oh, this looks like a good photo op, and I get my pictures. Looks like we're on a cliff because we're on a fucking cliff. And then I realized, I'm like, oh, I was like, let me follow some footprints. Like, no, you can't do that. No cell service. And I was like, really, couldn't show that. I was like really terrified for a little while. Cause I was like, oh, that's it. Like, I'm going to have to get rescued out of a national park. And
so at what point did you and your daughter like resort to cannibalism and kill one of these girls? I assume that's where the story is going.
How it ends, myself. But I think, like, I turned it around by not being afraid to ask some strangers for help, which can always go either way. So that's my little bit for the year.
It was a coyote in the desert. It was Nicole's in human trafficking now.
Yeah, thought I'd reveal that now on.
Well, it's something dumb that you did. It makes sense.
Yeah,
perfect. I thought maybe Nala was going to be like, "Oh, I got this, Mom," and show you how to get the hell out of there.
No, she was cool though. She was not worried. So I guess could have been worse.
Well, you made your photos did make it look flawless, so no one had any idea you.
No one had to know until now.
Well, glad you made it out. Jeez.
Yeah, here I am.
She's here. She's hungover. She's here.
Yeah. Thriving.
Circle of life.
Carrie, how about you? What's the silliest, stupidest thing you've done this year?
Well, I've done a lot of stupid shit this year, but.
Carrie's like looking back at her calendar, January 2nd.
Yeah, pretty much. I was so desperate to get out of my job that I was like, I'm going to just sign up for this master resale rights thing and become a digital marketer and make millions of dollars like all these girls online.
Like you do.
And then, yeah, and I purchased the course, which actually it was a pretty good course, but I didn't become rich. So, but I did leave my job. But we'll get to that later. We'll get to that part later. Okay. That was the stupidest thing that I did. I thought I was going to be rich. So I felt I'm so easily influenced. Like, anybody can sell me anything. I'm such a fool. So that was the stupidest thing that I did.
But I mean, you had good intention, right? You were like trying to
I did
get out of your job and make some cash.
I was trying to get rich. I told Matt, I was like, you just wait, give me 4 weeks and we're going to be buying a second home. He's like, okay. So I just never brought it up again to him.
He's so supportive though.
He is.
Yeah.
Good on him. Good on him.
Love it.
Okay, Dave.
I would say now after hearing this, the stupidest thing I did was not come up with a class to sell to Carrie. that is probably my biggest regret of the year right now.
There's still time.
there's still time that's on the clock in there, Carrie.
I don't know what it is.
It's going to make you rich. That's all you need. But let me think. So the dumbest thing I think I did all year, I am. The beginning of last year, I tried to make it a thing where I was like, I'm going to be on my phone less, right? I'm going to be on my phone less. Social media has been annoying me. I'm going to pull back a little bit. So then my thing here was I got all these like health apps and I got like a smartwatch finally. And I was like, oh, this will be fun. And it completely owns me. I am a complete slave to this goddamn thing. I track my sleep, every step I take. I'm like looking at this thing constantly. So not only am I on my phone probably more than I ever was with social media, but now I'm like checking like, oh, what was my sleep score? Ah, fuck me. I didn't sleep as good. Oh, what can I do now? So it's just this constant fucking system. It's terrible. So probably the dumbest thing I did was to take care of myself.
Did you get a Whoop? Or what is it? Like, what did you get?
The app?
Dave. Yeah.
The app? It's just like the health app on my phone, like Samsung Health. And then I have like the steps and the sleep monitor. So I got like all the add-ons. I did every single add-on you could. So I'm like, let me check my steps. And how does that go with what am I burning? And ooh, and now am I sleeping the right now? Fuck no, I didn't sleep enough. No, I didn't get it fucking REM sleep. And like all these things that I didn't even fucking know beforehand. Now I'm like obsessed with it. So. That's my biggest fail. Completely backfired. Now I'm on my phone just as much, if not more.
Because you're checking your health app.
That's every funny. Damn minute.
You have good intentions.
Good try. I mean, I will say, so I have an Apple Watch, and I did start tracking my sleep, and it is very disappointing how stupid it is every day. Yeah. It is.
Does anybody sleep well? I always get like the worst sleep scores. I get the worst sleep scores and it pisses me off so bad.
How do you track your sleep with it? You have to sleep with the watch on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charge it.
Yeah. You sleep with the watch on.
Doesn't that degrade your sleep quality in and of itself? Like, who wants to wear a fucking watch to bed?
Probably. Yeah. It's weird to get used to.
It didn't bother me that much, but I wear a bed too. I wear bras to bed. I wear watches to bed. I do all the things. Yeah.
And
free the nip.
I don't even know.
I'm trying to keep them high and tight.
It's called science. It's called science, you gaddy bitches.
Yes. But yeah, the sleep app is you do have to wear your watch. Even if you did it like a couple nights, it's just interesting to see. Like, I get no deep sleep ever. Like, I just don't. And that's...
Yeah, my deep sleep is trash. I'm with you. Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking too. Right. And at the end of the day, I'm like, why do I even care? It'd be great if I didn't even wake the fuck up. So, right.
I know. Same.
It's so self-defeating. It's completely self-defeating.
It is. I agree with you. So maybe we should liberate our watches from our
I think that's the key. I think that's the key. Because even like right now, like we're talking and I'm like, how do I put in this old fashioned into my fucking calories? Yeah, it's a sickness.
Oh, God.
That's dumb. I feel like
it's a sickness.
Yeah.
You need to talk to a dietitian.
This is where we're at right now. This is where I'm at right now. I know that's so funny because people are like, don't you do it? Don't you do like a podcast with a dietitian? I'm like, yeah, fuck her. Hey, how does my watch work with this?
This is the first I'm hearing about this all year that you went on this psycho trajectory. Comes to his door and like literally slap him.
I know you would tear me down completely, right?
With love. I mean, right. In a very loving way.
Right, but then, but my watch also has like a stress monitor. So I'm like, if I tell Nicole, she's going to make my fucking stress go up, and I don't want that to happen. So
what a vicious cycle!
It's such a cycle. That's right.
Oh, God. Oh, damn. I think we need to work on this and come back next year at this time.
That's right. No, that's true. That's true. That's right. Gives us a baseline.
There we go. All right. So I have two stupid things I did this year. The first one is that I went on a little trip with my man friend and we went to France and I actually flew into where he lives in Lansing and then we flew out of Detroit. So I kind of unpacked my bag when I was at his house before we left. And then we go to Detroit, it's the airport. And I'm like, ooh, I'm going to go get a coffee. And so I go get a coffee and I did not bring any money, no credit cards, no money, nothing with me. Nothing. It's 2 hours away from Lansing. I did have my passport because I keep them separate. So luckily, he had money, thank God. But the whole pissing time, I had to be like, will you buy me this? Can I buy this? Can I do? And it just, I hated every minute of it so much. And I felt so stupid. I didn't have Apple Pay set up on my phone. I had nothing. It was like,
do you have it now?
Ever. I do now. It's all set up now. I guess that was my learning moment, but oh, the worst. Like, I cannot even imagine how dumb that was. So that was really stupid.
Don't some people aspire to have the sugar daddy? And there you are with your coffee daddy. And you're like, I don't want this.
And Josh is like, sure you did. Sure you forgot your money. I was like, I really seriously did forget my money.
Wait, was this before Paris or after?
This was right before Paris. Like the whole trip, I had no money. I had nothing.
So I
had to buy shit the whole time. And I still haven't paid him back for any of it. So that actually kind of did work.
I'm sure you have. Yeah. I'm sure you
have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my stupidest moment. And then my other stupid moment is that I have a huge obsession with long eyelashes, which I do not have. And I bought magnetic eyelashes from Amazon. They do not work.
Wait, how do they stay on?
They're like magnetic. They have little magnets on each side of them.
Right, but where the fuck is the magnet? I'm trying to picture where are the magnets though.
They're by the like where you put them by the base of your eyelash. They're there, and there's a top and a bottom. These particular ones that I bought, they don't work. So I just remember Josh, so I ordered them through Amazon and we shared Amazon and he's like, what the shit? I was like, I really want long eyelashes. He's like, I don't give a shit about your eyelashes. Why do you care about your eyelashes? Because I do. And they didn't work. So,
and you should try Flutter Habit.
Flutter Habit?
You should try Flutter Habit.
What? Tell me
more.
They're
like little section pieces that you glue underneath the eye instead of on top, so like you can't see them.
Okay,
yeah. They
have Carrie, are you selling them?
No, but I was actually influenced to buy them.
They have different. God damn it! Somebody get me an Etsy store.
They stay on for like a week or two.
Oh, like seriously?
You can get them wet. The glue's really good and everything, so.
And at least you can go get like a full set of cumbrellas put on.
I was just going to, you beat me to it, Nicole.
And just because they irk me so badly, especially when I see like older blonde woman wearing them. I'm like, no one's buying you that you have these thick black lashes and the rest of your face the way it does. Like, just fucking stop, please.
Yeah, that's a little extreme.
Get the flutter. So with my limited knowledge of makeup and eye accessory things, I do know that there was a porn star who was famous for like bukkakis, taking it all to the face, and she was actually marketing like makeup and fake eyelashes because she was tired of them falling off during the bukkake scenes and all of her shit getting messed up. So she was actually selling them, and that was her pitch.
Wow.
That was bukkake moments, right?
Yeah. I don't know if that would have sold me, but
no.
They weather the storm.
She apparently did not buy magnetic lashes off the Amazon, so
this is gonna work.
Oh, Carrie, thank you for my new obsession then. That'll be fun. I'll play those. Okay.
Oh, I thought you meant bukkake. Go ahead.
No, not bukkake. No. No, thank you.
Not this week.
Bukkake was
born. Maybe that's goals for 2024.
There you go. Oh,
all right. Now that we've talked about something silly we've done, how about something that you're proud of that you did this past year? Dave, we'll start with you.
What am I proud of? So it's definitely been like not being on social media enough. Like I always said, I was going to do like Instagram and do Food Fetish Friday, whatever. I was always going to do that until it wasn't fun. And I definitely hit it like late 2022 where it just wasn't fun anymore. So I was like going into 23, I was just like, I'm not feeling it. Like I'll post when I feel like posting. I still take a million pictures. I still do all this shit, but I don't post it. I don't write the captions. I don't interact with as many people, and I fucking love it. I was kind of Carrie went in that big thing. What was it, Carrie? 2022, where you completely shut it off.
Yeah. 2020.
Yeah.
Well, I do it every year.
And you said it was fantastic. And I do have to agree. It was great.
Yeah.
So that's been my biggest, because again, I was like glued to the damn thing, and now I am in a different way, but glued to it with Instagram and everything. So it was nice. It's just nice not to fucking have to deal with any of the bullshit. And like, especially now, like, oh God, I wonder what somebody with 5,000 followers thinks about Palestine. Like, nobody fucking cares what anybody thinks about Palestine. You shut the fuck up. Like, you don't have to post any goddamn thing. Shut up.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you don't have to post anything. You don't have to post anything for anybody.
Right, no, but
and you should be able to post for yourself if you want.
I completely agree. But it turns into like the whole thing and like, well, where do you stand? How come you haven't posted about this? Shut up. Nobody cares what my fucking small ass account thinks about anything. Shut up. So no, well, I'm happy to be fucking out of it, not dealing with it. Fantastic.
Good for you. High five. Even though I do enjoy your literary expertise that you do contribute.
Yeah, every now and then I miss it, and then I'm like, maybe I should do something, and then I'm like, maybe I shouldn't, so I don't.
I mean, if you ever want to send one, you could just text it to me.
I think that's a good idea. Maybe that's it. I'll just do, like, targeted ones.
Yeah, like, you're like, I'm feeling inspired today. Let me just text it out and send it to just a few random people I know.
Or people
you like to know.
Look at that. That's perfect. That's going to be the new social media. I like that.
Right. Just text the people that you know. That's in your phone.
Right.
Very like,
imagine that on
social media.
A text message, you say.
Yeah.
Or you can voice message it. That's good too. Mm-hmm. I do.
That works even better. I like that even better. Mm-hmm. I fucking love a voice message. Yeah.
I do too. And I don't get carpal tunnel. It's great. All right, Carrie, what is something you're proud of this year?
I finally left the job that was sucking the soul out of my life. So I'm very proud because I was staying in my comfort zone. That's why I was trying to get rich quick so I could leave. And then I finally left. So, yeah, that's what I'm proud of because I
I hate change. So
you like consistency. Well, I wondered about that because I was like, I think she might not be working at her job. I didn't quite know for sure. So was it just something that it wasn't bringing you joy, or it was just too hard for you, or?
Oh, it was a lot of things. So I was working in residential eating disorders, and just, I won't name the facility, but just a lot of things that didn't feel very ethical that I was being asked to do. And I just had to leave because there were just some things. It was just getting increasingly difficult. Like, I mean, I was, my stress, if I had been wearing Dave's watch, my stress would have been insane. I was having nightmares where I was like screaming in my sleep.
Oh, that fucks like, with your sleep.
That's how bad it was. It was, and so Matt was finally like, you're a psycho. Like, you need to quit your job. And we had just purchased a cabin. So, I'm proud of that too. We just purchased a cabin. So I was like, well, I can't really just up and leave my job right now. But I did and figured it out. So
good for you.
I'm proud of.
It's a good thing to be proud of.
I love that your cabin is probably the size of my house, but go ahead.
Your cabin's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes.
No, it's so nice. But she like downplays it like little bungalow in the woods.
It is little.
It's like a butler plantation.
Ever.
Dave.
When we land on the helipad.
Whatever. No. Nope.
All right, Nicole, how about you? What are you proud of? Besides getting yourself out of the Moab desert.
Yeah, I mean, that would obviously be number one. I'm tempted to play into Dave's current trajectory into health and say that my average daily step count is about 1,000 more per day than last year, but I'm not gonna say that. Just gonna put that out there, Dave. Something to aspire to.
How many do you get? Like, I'm such a fucking weirdo because that's like my opener now when I meet new people and I see them wearing like a watch. I'm like, how many steps do you get? And they look at me like I'm a fucking weirdo, but I don't care. Yeah. So, how many steps do you get in a day?
So
this is my life now.
Hold on, like my average for 2023 is 14,818.
Jesus Christ. Whoa. Good.
Wow. But I live in a very walkable city. You know what I mean? I'm always kind of
out and about.
Street walking.
On foot. Yeah, I'm always
street walking.
I mean, it helps.
So much distance between corners that you have to walk.
Exactly. I mean, you'd be surprised the mileage that you get. That
I've seen your city. I've seen your streets. I know exactly where you're
Anne
walking.
Anne has been here, so she knows. I would say aside from that, I don't know if I would say proud, but something that made me really happy, and I think to some extent proud because it seemed to make a lot of other people happy, was my 30 days of McDonald's challenge.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
It was just so much fun, and kind of speaking to Dave's point of social media, just not feeling really fun all the time or like at all lately, let's be honest. I needed that little jolt to be like, okay, do something fun. And it was really super fun. And I felt like I really got to be my complete authentic self doing that. And yeah, it was just cool. I could probably not do it again, right? It's the thing you do once, but it was a good time.
Did you get some new
followers? Try Burger King next.
Or Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's a good one.
I did get some new followers, and I'm proud to say, like, I don't care about like who follows and unfollows me anymore. Like when social media first a thing, I'd be like, oh my god, but I lost this person. Now I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, follow me, don't follow me. I don't give. I'll follow you back. I don't give a shit. Like, what is this? What does any of this matter at the end of the day? Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. That's what I was just wondering. If like, you know, people. You know, I feel like it's more fun to watch accounts that are, not that it wasn't serious, but it was just something that was fun and refreshing. And you know what I mean? Like, I love that kind of stuff. I love stuff that makes me laugh, but not, you know, does it has some serious tone to it, but still like educates. So I don't know. It's good to have that balance when you do something on social media. That's why I don't do a lot either. I've kind of cut back a lot from social media too.
Yeah.
It's just,
for sure. Yeah.
I'm too tired.
I was going to say, is it just that we're all over it? Like, are we done?
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of think so. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, maybe. I feel like there's so many younger, there's so much of it. It's just everywhere. Like the Threads came, didn't Threads come out this year?
Yes.
And I was like, what the heck? Like another thing? Why?
And it died a week later.
I was like, is it still going? I don't even know.
There's probably like 9 people on there talking to each other right now. I don't know why people don't like this.
What was the other? What was the Clubhouse one?
Clubhouse.
What was that? Yeah.
That was also terrible.
Is that still going? Is that still happening? No?
I don't think so.
I have no idea.
Who cares?
Yeah, that was like the exclusive one where you needed like the invite only and you had to have like a room and all that bullshit. Is that the one?
And a bunch of pompous fucks just wanted to hear themselves talk, basically.
I bet you
I can identify with.
Off of there. Oh, funny. Something I'm proud of this year is I did 300 episodes of my podcast this year. So
congrats.
I'm jazzed about that one. I don't stick to things very long at all. Like I'm kind of like try it for 60 days and I'm like an infomercial, 60 days and get a refund. That's kind of like how I am. So to make it this many episodes and to still be going, I'm really proud of that because yeah, it's been a marathon, not a sprint. So yay.
Good job.
And you guys,
that you still love it as much? Like, so let me ask that, like, how has the show evolved? Like, what have you done to keep it fresh, to keep it going, to keep yourself interested?
To keep myself interested. I have cut back on the amount of podcasts I put out. In the beginning, I put out a ton because I just wanted to get content and get momentum. And now I don't feel like I need to do that as much because the momentum is still there. So then I had to have a lot of guests. I had to like have a lot of interviews. So now I'm just really interviewing people that I'm probably selfishly interested in myself and learning from them. And that's who I'm kind of having on the podcast. So
good on you.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So if there's any people that you think that I really need to connect with, please let me know. And listeners, if there's someone or if you want to really connect with me, let's do it. Cause I love that part of it. So yeah.
Very cool.
All right. Last question of the evening. I was just, you know, we do this every year. We talk about how we're going to change something for 2024 or eliminate something, or we're going to do something different to make our next year the best it can be. So let's start with Dave. Tell me what you are going to do. I'm going to make you go first. What are you, besides getting rid of your watch or not? What are you going
to
do?
If anything, I'm going to get like an ankle monitor to go with it and a fucking band across my knee. And if anything, I'm just going to be like a fucking cyborg by the end of 24. But I don't know. I just want to kind of see where both of these trends kind of take me. Like, is it going to be kind of back into social media? Am I going to just wash my hands of it? I don't know. Is it going to be, you know, I don't know. I have no idea where it's going to go, but I'll keep you posted the whole way.
Are you still doing your charcuterie stuff?
Yeah. So the boards are still popping off. Like I thought like not posting, like people would die down or not reach out. But from the time that I did cut it off, I had such good word of mouth going and just like other people posting it that it kept it alive. And I basically have to do nothing at this point except for take orders and do them.
That's nice. Cool. I didn't know if you were still doing them. That's great.
So that was like a whole nother part. Like I do absolutely no marketing. Everything's just word of mouth. Everything is everybody else posting the boards and everybody else talking them up. So yeah, it's I'm busier this year than I've ever been. So yeah, it's definitely working.
Good. Okay. So you're going to see how social media goes for you.
See how it goes.
So are you going to include, are you including your smartwatch with the social media part or no?
I don't know. So that's funny. Like, I'm always like, and I hate even thinking about it like this, but I'm always like, maybe I'll start Instagram back up, but I'll rebrand into something else. Like, still do the food stuff, but maybe rebrand into something else. But I don't even know what that means or where I would go. So I don't know.
Okay. To be continued. We have 300
to be continued
days to figure this out.
That's it. We'll figure it out.
All right, Miss Nicole, what about you?
How am I going to go into the year and feel good about it?
Are you going to change something? Are you going to keep it? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to be a lot more conscientious about things that feel like work but are not paid. I think it's really easy to kind of get abused in this dietitian space. Mm-hmm. And everyone like wants a piece of you, right? Like, oh, I want to send you this and maybe you could post this or, you know, we want to pick your brain, blah, 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 blah. You want to pick my brain, fucking pay me from here on out, because it gets just, you know, it all can get like really, really tiring. And I think you get to a point in your career where you're not a newbie anymore. And like, you shouldn't be doing certain things for free any longer. So I'm going to get a lot more choosy about where I put that kind of effort going forward.
So is this like just random people just like in conversation, or is this like paid stuff that should be paid that isn't?
Yeah. Sometimes it's that, or things that are paid but underpaid, and you're just supposed to act like it's such an honor to be a part of it or whatever. And you know, we all have, I don't know, if you keep doing that, like, where does our profession go? Right. I think that's like a big issue in our profession in general. Like, we keep trying to elevate it, but you can't really be elevating it if you're not getting paid what you're worth for a certain thing.
For sure. Yeah. Like getting a coupon. Yeah. You get a free product if you promote this.
Free product that I don't want to consume to be.
Yeah.
Thanks.
100%. I feel like there's a lot of that lately in the dietitian world. Yeah.
A lot of
even like how dietitians are paid, like in general, like it's offensive. I won't even say almost. It is looking for a job this year. Oh my god,
legitimately.
Ugh.
What was your biggest shock for like a salary, Carrie? Because I saw one that I was like, that is insane. Like, I saw one that was for $16 an hour for like a clinical dietitian.
That's what I was just going to say. It was $16 an hour for I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? That is an insult.
That is, especially with it. I mean, yeah. And they want us to have, and they want people to have master's degrees to get $16 an hour.
I saw that one floating around too. It's disgusting. And you're supposed to like be grateful for that.
Yeah. I almost just emailed the contact and said, you've got to be kidding me. You should probably pull this and rethink your salary. Like, I almost wouldn't do that because I'm like, who would even apply for that? But I'm sure there's someone that did. I don't know. That makes me sad. Ugh, gross. Well, good for you, Nicole. I love that. You just stick it to them. Get paid for your badass. Might as well. All right, Carrie, what about you?
I learned a lot about myself this year. Look at me. I am going to really focus on eliminating my lack of boundaries. Like, I tend to overextend myself and really kind of people please. And through therapy, I learned that I was a people pleaser, and I never thought, because I don't fucking like people. So I never would have thought that I was somebody that would be a people pleaser. And
well, you give them what they want, so they go away. It's like a fucking duck at the park. Just here's the fucking bread. Get.
Yeah, like, I don't care. If you don't like me, then you don't like me, and, you know, that type of thing. So, also, just, I tend to overgive, like, with my services and stuff, and, like, kind of like Nicole said, just getting underpaid and giving my time away, and I'm not trading my time anymore the way that I have been. So, just kind of setting boundaries. That's what I'm going into the year with.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. That's hard. Boundaries are hard, especially with people that I feel like the people that you're close with, because they probably need the biggest boundaries. Yeah,
for sure. And then the people that you don't know. So like that whole spectrum of the people that you're close with and the people that you don't know. Those are the worst boundaries, I think, to set. The in-between people are easy because you're like, eh, I like you sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah.
I can say about
that. I like you sometimes.
Seriously, I can say no to you so easily and I can say yes to you sometimes. You know what I mean? Like there's just those people that you can just be like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that with you. See you later. Yep. But you guys are so serious with your answers. I love this. I'm not serious with mine. I have two answers for mine.
I didn't even give you an answer.
You really didn't give me an answer. You're just going to see how social media goes.
Okay, yeah, well, cool. Fuck it. We'll see.
So now you're going to contemplate a serious one? No, you can't contemplate. You gave your answer. Done. For me, I am going to. So my biggest thing is I scroll on my damn phone at night before I go to bed. And I've got to stop doing that. I'm not on my phone all day. I work all day and then I get in bed and I'm like, ooh, let me put on my reading glasses. And I'm like scrolling on my stupid phone. And I'm like, this is stupid. I should be in bed. So
Pornhub ain't going to watch itself.
Right? So true. Is porn steps, is that still around? Is
what?
It Pornhub? It's
Dave. Yes. Dave, is it around? Yeah. Do you think it went away? Do you think they were just like, yeah, porn, and we'll just get rid of that? Nobody's watching this.
Is it free? Okay.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, why is it still free? Why do they not charge people to watch porn?
Isn't that kind of amazing, though, that it's free?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. Especially
when they charge for everything else in this world. Dave's their private funder.
Everybody shut up. I don't want them hearing this and being like, God damn it. Don't you ruin this for me.
Oh, my God. Okay, and then my second thing is that I have a goal. I know you three will not partake in it, but I'm going to really try to get you three to come to the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines next year.
When is it?
It's in August, the beginning of August. It's 10 days, so we can find a couple days in there that you guys come to Iowa. Come visit me. Free place to stay. We'll have a little powwow.
Is it during the Iowa caucus? Can we like two for this?
I doubt it. No, they will be there. So all of the candidates all come.
They'll all go.
Yes, it's a big deal.
Well, there's only two, but yeah.
There'll be others probably, but.
Why? Well, Chris Christie's probably hungry, so that makes sense.
Yeah, they come and eat. They come and eat meat. They come and eat corn. They check out.
Oh, he's there. He's probably already there. Yeah.
Oh, he probably is. He's probably sitting at the campgrounds right now, just ready to get ready for it.
He volunteers to set it up. He's open.
Yeah, he sets up right after New Year's. You guys have that butter cow yet?
Kimmy, I don't know. Kimmy doesn't like Christy. She's, you know, she endorsed DeSantis. So, you know, this is where we're in the world. But our governor, Kimmy, Kimmy Reynolds.
Mm-hmm. She's a DeSantis gal.
She is.
She likes her men with heels.
She made a big commercial about it. She's all about it. So. Anyways, that is one of my goals because I was talking to one of my friends that you guys don't know her, but she's like, you need to get those guys to come to the Iowa State Fair because we went last year. We went to
and that really sounds like you have no friends. You're like, my friend, you don't know her.
You don't.
That's like my girlfriend in Canada. You don't know her.
You don't know her, but you can meet her.
Dave, stop. I want to hear about the Ludacris concert.
It was so good. We went to Ludacris, and it was awesome. And it was at the Iowa State Fair. So.
This sounds like such a made-up story.
It's not. Swear to God. You can go to Instagram. There's a video of it. One of my documentaries. For real. So
So put that in your brains.
There it is.
Just
okay.
August 2024. Possibilities.
Okay. I'm into supporting that.
Okay. I sent Nicole a really cool t-shirt that we could all wear for the Iowa State Fair.
There's so many great Iowa State Fair corn-related t-shirts.
There is. There's tons of them out there. So
imagine the merchandise.
I mean, we could like podcast live from the Iowa State Fair. Like we could even just get our own booth there.
Perfect. Yeah,
it would be fun. Okay. Well, friends, thank you so much for another great ending to 2023. You know, I love you all so much, and I appreciate you being here with me again.